Good afternoon and welcome to Your Music Lesson here on KDUR Durango. My name is Brian Liggett and we will spend today's program with Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen. Here's the deal. Eric Nordstrom is now hosting a monthly concert series titled Eric and Friends, one a month in Mancos. Eric will perform duo style with another musician, and this month it's Pat Dressen. It will, however, be a rotating cast of musicians joining Nordstrom for this series, happening the last Sunday of each month, alternating between the Mancos Brewing Company and the Fenceline Cidery. So this Sunday, July 29th, Eric and Friends will feature Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen, and those two will join us on the program in a few minutes, but first, some music. Here's a cut Eric and Pat just recorded called Tell Us Steven. It's Eric Nordstrom's tribute to Stephen Hawking. Eric and Friends, featuring Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen, performing this Sunday at the Mancos Brewing Company at 5 p.m., and Eric Nordstrom and his friend Pat Dressen on today's music lesson.
Tell us, Stephen, how the hell did we get here? Just use your voice. Do we really have any choice? Would this galaxy go on for eternity? Or would we all get swallowed up by a big old black hole? Can you tell us, Steven, do we have any hope? Sometimes I wonder family up there, maybe completing a crossword puzzle and watching TV, seeing Leave It to Beaver and I Love Lucy.
Joined on the program right now by Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen, here to talk about a musical series, if you will, happening once a month in Montezuma County. And this weekend, Sunday, July 29th, at the Mancos Brewing Company, it will be Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen. Eric and Pat, that's my long introduction. Hi, thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for letting me come to you to to talk to you right now. But Eric, so this is your brainchild. It started back in June. It's a duo performance type of thing that you were the captain of, if you will. Give us the rundown on Eric and Friends.
I think it came out of being both in the rock community and the bluegrass community. And one thing I really like about the folk scene is the ability to play with different musicians spontaneously. And also I like about the rock scene is the ability to play some stranger songs that don't necessarily fit more of a standard format. So one idea I have is just to do this as to connect to different musicians in the area. These shows are going to definitely have a raw quality. I don't think they're going to be perfect, but I might play with a person once, and we would preview some strange or unfamiliar material. I imagine a lot of the songs are going to have a little bit of a, you know, bluesy, rootsy quality, so
sure,
that we can play them. But I'm not. It's not necessarily a bluegrass thing or a folk thing or a blues thing either. I mean, it's going to be whoever I'm playing with. I mean, it might be electric at times, or it might be acoustic. I could anticipate many of the performances would be acoustic or more folky in their nature. But I just had Glenn Smith at the Fence Line Cidery.
Yeah.
So all these are going to be in Mancos, between the Fence Line Cidery and the Mancos Brewery.
Yeah.
And we had a great time, and the community seemed to really support it, and people came around from the region. So I'm really excited to get this going, but it's definitely, I will say that I feel very naked going into this. Usually I have a certain amount of practice going into,
sure,
shows, and this is definitely feeling like I'm coming into something very unprepared. So there's a definite a fair amount of fear, too.
Now, your admission of it being imperfect, that to me, there's a charm to that, I think, of I don't know, the walls are knocked down and it's casual. I think embracing that vibe is cool.
I think so too. I think that's one thing that makes, I would say, that general category of folk, whether it's jazz, blues, or rock,
yeah,
a unique thing versus classical or more planned out music.
Yeah.
And so hopefully it's kind of getting back to that sense of folk, that it's, everything's a bit impromptu, and it could be great, but it could also be rough at times too. And I think Glenn and I had a couple of great moments and probably some rough moments too this last Sunday. But I'm really looking forward to having Pat as my next guest.
Yeah, and let's look over here to Pat Dressen, longtime musician here in the area, current drummer for the Lawnchair Kings. So you and Eric playing together is not like a new thing, but maybe in this particular style, is it kind of a new thing because it's,
well,
just,
I hope so,
thing.
Yeah. I think those who know me a long time in,
yeah,
the Durango music scene know I come out of bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they know, and they were surprised when I started playing drums with Lawnchair Kings. I don't think they knew much about my music before I came to Durango, because I was a pretty newbie to bluegrass at that time.
Yeah.
And wanting to get more into bluegrass, first thing I did was connect up with Jack Talmadge, some other folks,
uh-huh,
and we started the Rusty Razor Band, and it's been mostly bluegrass ever since. A little bit of Celtic, you know, here,
sure,
and there. You mentioned the bluegrass scene, the rock scene. It seems to me that Durango, they're really combined into what I guess I call just an alternative music scene.
Yeah.
That they overlap a lot, and there's a lot of rock and roll in, and other styles too, in Durango's bluegrass.
Yeah.
So it's a good melding. I think what we may end up doing this time is going to have a little more of a jazz influence in it too.
Yeah.
So
you mean the music that you'll play this Sunday? Or,
yeah, some of the stuff that I'm, as my style evolved, I think I'm trying to put more jazz rhythm guitar,
sure,
a little more jazz mandolin style into it. I'm not a trained jazz player by any means. I can't sight read, but I can read music. And as a kid, I did take a little bit of, you know, the jazz block chord,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh,
lessons. I took a little bit of that, and I studied a little bit of the Mickey Baker book and this and that. So, yeah, I haven't had much opportunity to insert that in anything.
Uh-huh.
This is where I'm hoping I can
a little
bit.
time in jazz band too back in high school, but it's it's been an influence for sure.
Well, so then, so immediately after our conversation, you two are going to practice. Now, when you decide, okay, the second Eric and Friends thing is going to happen and it's going to be me and Pat, like, so did you kind of run through, like, well, what songs are we going to play? I guess that's where you would start. So did you make up a list of what you want the set to be?
We have a long list that we're narrowing down. And,
okay.
And, yeah.
Launcher like, King songs? Or?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, Pat and I have played in Pagosa and Reservoir Hill during one of the festivals.
Yeah.
And so we've had some experience as a duo, but never on stage together.
yeah, and I guess and in the past it's been kind of country flavored.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. But
but I also am going to toss in a couple of new originals, and that's another thing that I hope it pushes me as a songwriter is to write more music and feel comfortable playing them out. You know, when they're hot off the press, as opposed to waiting. Sometimes with the band, it can drag out. I feel like for 3 or 4 months before we actually start playing a new song out. And so that's another thing that's exciting for me about this is the ability to write a song or come up with a new song and getting back to that naked feeling. Just go for it, you know. And if it works, great. If it doesn't quite work, then that's okay too.
It's okay.
Yeah, acoustic duet is a great opportunity to kind of try things on the fly. You know, the Kings like to polish songs as much as we can before we present them. Here are the chord changes. Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that's kind of second time playing it when it's going to be in front of people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's remind our listeners, we are joined on the program today by Eric Nordstrom and Pat Dressen. And this Sunday, the two of you are playing together. It's a series that's going to happen once a month over in Mancos that's called Eric and Friends, and it's Eric Nordstrom from the Lawn Chair Kings in Farmington Hill, you playing with one other person. And the one this weekend is you're playing with Pat. That's this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Mancos Brewing Company. And they'll alternate between the brewing company and the Fence Line
Cidery.
Mm-hmm. Eric, who else is on your list? Like, is this also kind of like a selfish way for you to be able to, you know, play with some musicians you haven't, you know,
Made music with yet.
And I don't mean that. I don't mean that in a negative sense. It's like, you know, when KDR hosts a concert, I just want to bring this band so I can see them, you know.
Well, it's an opportunity for Eric to stretch out and grow musically. Mm-hmm. I really can't believe I'm asked to do it so early.
Yeah.
It's your third.
Well, I am going to be, I've had some travels this month, so it was kind of nice to play with somebody that I've had some experience playing with.
Yeah.
But my vision for this is to eventually play with some new people and that's fair feedback that it's there's some selfishness and wanting to
I mean that in the most loving way because
to push myself and to get out there. But I also I really am trying to do this more as part of the region and community more than anything. And I've talked to a few people already about this idea and people are very excited and so I have a list going, and I need to reach out to some people. But
I think some of these other musicians will probably jump at it also, like selfish on their end of like, oh yeah, I want to go make some, you know, make a racket with Nordstrom in Montezuma County. So, and I think part of it having it happen in Montezuma County is Glenn is a Dolores person, Glenn Smith, who you played with last month, and some of the other people I would imagine on your list are living over in that area. So. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, one cat that's out of the bag is Della X. Allen. If you're listening to this, I hope to get to play with you at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I think Mancos is a great center of the Southwest hub of our region with Dolores and Cortez and Durango, and it's a great creative community in itself. The other thing I was thinking about is it being on a Sunday. Hopefully it'll have kind of that, I don't know, Sunday fun day vibe and it'll be more mellow than like say a Friday or Saturday show.
Yeah.
And so, hopefully it'll be very casual and fun and laid back. And I think it'll have a very casual atmosphere.
And it's still over by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think, and I will pat, I will pat Montezuma County on the back times that I've gone to shows over there. People come out and not just, well, you know, maybe it is the regular people that go to every show, but there's also people that seem like they're older than me. You know, you get a lot of support for whether it be like a touring band playing at the brewery in Dolores or something like this, or Farmington Hill playing last month. Mm-hmm. Lots of people come out and support the bands, which is good to see.
Yeah, we had probably 70 or so folks, I think, on Sunday, and it was a good turnout.
70 people?
I think so, yep.
That's incredible. That's
so, yeah, I think the town of Mancos really comes out and supports different creative things. So,
yeah.
And I was excited to see some Durango people and DeLoreans and Cortesians. So, yeah.
And so for this Sunday, so in a perfect world, how much practice will you put in before your – you know, before 5 o'clock on Sunday? I mean, a couple hours?
A couple of sessions.
Yeah. However long that may be.
2-3 hours each.
Yeah. I think it'll be, in some cases, it might just be one practice. And, and just to kind of get somewhat familiar before we're taken on the stage. But, and who knows, in some situations it might be just completely on the fly. But I would imagine we would try to at least get, you know, as I'm getting with guests, I would try to get together with them at least once to talk through some things. But I think a lot of it's going to be pretty spontaneous.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, you know, feeling naked up there. it's a real problem, especially solo, you know, and I mentioned, you know, people from Durango probably don't know anything about what I did before Durango, but I did play a lot of solo acoustic things at other places. It is a real naked feeling to be playing solo. But for me, it was like not so much of a problem playing the songs, but what to say between them. and so have one other guy to feed off of rather than just playing solo.
Yeah.
Really helps alleviate that. And sometimes you can get some great spontaneity going that you can start up with each other and then incorporate the audience, you know, where people kind of feel like they're part of your little scene. What's going on?
I think that goes back to the imperfection of it, the charm of it. Small, intimate events like this where the musicians come and go, and yes, your banter can incorporate the audience. And I don't know, the whole vibe of it to me is cool. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, it was great last Sunday, and I'm very excited to play with a very accomplished player like Pat. I feel embarrassed sometimes that he plays drums with me because he's a better guitarist, I think, than he should be.
And now, will some of that, because I know over the years you all have gone to bluegrass festivals and you've been a part of the crew of people that will play music in the campground area until, you know, whenever, till at least 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, maybe later.
Well, sometimes a lot later sometimes
for me.
but so does something like that kind of lend itself to this of like the spontaneity and you know, I can't imagine when you walk up to, you know, somebody's camp at the Bluegrass Festival, you know, you haven't practiced with them, you know. so does kind of some of that like flying by the seat of your pants like lend itself to this a little bit?
Absolutely. The rock band thing at its very worst can feel like a clique, you know, because you've been playing with a certain group of people, and that's great in itself because you have the camaraderie and the practice. And I should mention that's why I like cover nights where different bands are getting together. But the folk scene is great because and to be fair, the folk scene is problematic that way because you never know who's going to join your circle or how many banjos are going to show up or different problems that you know you get there too. But I guess I'm trying to strike a little bit of a balance between those two scenes, and this idea is to have a little bit of a spontaneity, but also a little bit of plan toward.
Yeah.
To it as well, not just a completely random jam.
Yeah, and I think ultimately what this does is, aside from, you know, getting people out to support music, entertaining them, it really does ultimately, you know, better your music scene and mm-hmm. build some community, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Yeah, I think thanks for promoting this. I think we have a great region, and it's a really, you know, it's a big region for the amount of people that we have.
Sure.
It's rural and so that is another revision I have is to try to tie the region a bit more together and I think we just have Pat, what do you think about
it? That's a good thing because it just always just felt like you know, centered around Durango, but certainly including all the way to Cortez and Silverton, mm-hmm, Pagosa mm-hmm. Springs and even Farmington.
Yeah.
It's all local.
Yeah.
You know, it's all really one community of people, and you know everybody in the music scene in all those towns, or it's everybody in the alternative music scene. So the bluegrass and folk and blues and punk, all kinds of stuff like that. It's like a family.
Yeah.
But you are separated by 6,200 some miles, and you have to catch up once in a while. That's great way to tie the knot. Way to reconnect with folks. Hopefully a lot of musicians will come out and listen too, and mm-hmm. you know, reconnect.
Yeah. Now, and Eric, if someone is listening to this right now and thinks like, oh, I knew Nordstrom at Cover Night 10 or 15 years ago, I'm kind of interested in this, and you know, could they reach out to you and say like, Eric, this is so and so?
Probably the best way to do that would be through Facebook, and I do have an Eric and Friends webpage. You could also get a hold of that link through the Lawnchair Kings website. That might be another way, but feel free to reach out to me, and I'm hoping this will eventually take a life of its own, and right now I've been putting a lot of work into the initial promotion of it. Mm-hmm. But I know my day job's going to kick up here soon.
And, oh, that's right.
And the other two bands and all this. So that's my nervousness about this. But I think I think if everybody can go into it realizing this is laid back and we're going to make mistakes, and hopefully the audience can appreciate that aspect of things too, the rustic charm of it. But,
rustic charm. Well, Eric, I really appreciate all of your efforts for this, and all of the important details right now. It's the Eric and Friends series that's going to happen once a month in Montezuma County.
In Mancos, the last Sunday of every month.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, in Mancos, the last Sunday of every month. And then this Sunday, it's Sunday, July 29th, 5 p.m. at the Mancos Brewing Company, and it will be you and Pat Dressen. And then come August, who knows? September, October, November, we'll just wait and see.
We'll wing it, yep.
We will wing it. Mm-hmm. Well, Eric and Pat, I really appreciate you all being on KDUR, so thanks.
All right, Brad, thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
See you Sunday.
From high on top of Silver Mountain, you can see my grandpa's land. Spent his days in the red mesa sun, working that clay with his hands. He bought his land for a dollar then, and a dollar a week on time. The banks were good in 1924, he just signed on the dotted line. Try to walk a mile in an old man's shoes, where an old man's been. There ain't nothing left but the memory. We can't go home again. A bare bottle's his only friend. His mind is soars like an eagle in the wind, but his mind's not to think of the end. Try to walk a mile in an old man's shoes, try to dream where an old man's been. guard all your life, serve your time in the war. Give your country your share of the load. When the markets go low, they'll auction your soul. Sell your land to the man down the road. Try to walk a mile in an old man's shoes. Try to dream where an old man's been. There ain't nothing left but the memory when you can't go home again.
Nice. Cool. That's a good one.
Buzz Aldrin, hey Neil Armstrong, we saw them beer cans on the moon from somebody before. As I was sitting around reading Weekly World News, saw them beer cans there and it got me all confused. Schaefer beer cans lying by the foot of Buzz, in the lunar soil that's where they were from somebody before. Who could have done it? Who drank that Schaefer beer? Who got to the moon before Apollo 11? Who drank all that beer? Were they hippies in a flying microbus? Aided by Timothy Leary to turn on, tune in, and drop out, and knock a couple down. Were they rednecks in a flying pickup truck? Listening to Merle Haggard, mama tried to shape a beer. Tasted good, but just kept putting them down. Could be Russians, it's a double cover up. The vodka bottles wouldn't do, so they replaced them with some American. Times in a can, Schaefer brew. Now this is all top secret, government don't want you to know about the beer cans on the moon that got there before. If I get assassinated just for singing this song, you know it's cause of Schaefer beer that landed on the moon. Who could have done it? Who drank that Schaefer beer? Got to the moon before Apollo 11. Who drank all that beer? Who drank all that beer?
Wrapping up the program with a cut from the Lawnchair Kings, Who Drank All That Beer, off of their record Virtually Acoustic. And Pat Dressen and Eric Nordstrom back there as well with a cut called When You Can't Go Home Again. Eric Nordstrom and his Eric and Friends series happening this Sunday. That's the 29th of July, 5 p.m. at the Mancus Brewing Company, and Eric will be performing with Pat Dressen. I want to thank Eric and Pat for being on today's program, and I want to thank you, yes, you, for listening. You have been tuned into Your Music Lesson. It's heard every Friday from 5:30 until right about now, right here on KDUR Durango. My name is Bryant Liggett, encouraging you to support your local and live music scene wherever you may be. I'll be back next week with another music lesson.